In the forest next to Nashville International Airport, there's an unusual symbol that's been cut into the landscape on a grand scale. It caught the eye of a local attorney named Kelsey Bridges, who reached out to WPLN's Curious Nashville project.
I was on a flight leaving Nashville, and I looked out the window and I saw this giant peace sign. And I think I told everybody I knew that nobody had a clue what I was talking about.
So we sent WPLN reporter Tony Gonzalez to find out who created the peace sign and why.
In the city of Nashville's collection of aerial photos, the faintest outline of a peace sign appears in a field next to the airport in 2004. Then each year it appears more distinct, steadily growing. And a map of the property lines show that this 3-acre peace sign is actually on airport property.
Hello, this is Shannon.
This is a little puzzling, even for airport spokeswoman Shannon Sumrall.
Are you familiar with this peace sign cut into the woods near the airport?
Oh, yeah. Uh-huh.
So I'm just really curious to learn more.
People here know. I don't know the story, but I know they're very familiar with it.
She agreed to search for more, and before too long, she said an answer awaited at the airport.
The curbside area is a loading and unloading.
Outside of the departures drop-off, an airport pickup truck idles. An employee steps out. He's in his mid-60s with white goatee, sunglasses, and ball cap.
Are you the man we're meeting today?
I think so. We're going to go over in the woods and look at a peace sign.
His name is Earl Tuggle. He's been on the airport grounds crew for 22 years. And on his employee lanyard, he wears a small metallic peace sign, although he's a little dodgy about it.
What is that? You know what that is. Been wearing those since 1969 or so.
Then it's into the truck and buckle up for a ride across the airport.
I graduated from high school in 1969. If you know anything about that era, that was the era of Woodstock. Grew up with the peace sign hanging around our necks. Just never got out of the habit. A few of the other bad habits that came along with it, we did get out of.
And just like that, the keeper of the peace is revealed. At the outskirts of the property, Earl stops at a locked fence. He explains that hardly anybody else ever comes here, but he does as part of his mowing duties.
Let me see. Every one of these takes a different key, but there's ours.
He drags the fence open. Back in the truck, he says we can drive into the peace sign since it's as wide as a neighborhood street. So he scooches the truck through a gap in the trees.
Duck or bleed.
Once inside, it's obvious how this works. A few times a year, Earl mows over the design. Whatever he leaves alone grows tall. Grasses, blackberry bushes, and what eventually became an orderly bunch of evergreens and pear trees. Over time, his vision of peace came into being.
Mother Nature's going to take care of any vacant piece of property or any vacant field that isn't maintained.
He never told anybody, not even his wife, for years. But eventually, Earl's secret became impossible to hide. Shannon Sumrall says it was easily visible on aerial images, and some of the people in charge of the airport had questions, although they never stopped Earl. Meanwhile, another group had also become acquainted with his work. The air traffic controllers. Part of their job was to direct Army National Guard helicopter pilots as they came in to land.
Well, they needed a spot to designate where they could stop over and hold on the east side of the airport without interfering with the traffic. The first time I heard the air traffic controller over there tell the Army helicopter to hold at the peace sign, I knew it was done. I had done my work and accomplished my goal.
Earl had pulled off a slow-motion prank. But for him, the philosophy of peace is earnest. It's much more than a random symbol in the woods.
You know, I wear a peace sign. I live by the credo of peace. You know, I was brought up in the Vietnam era, and I spent enough time with Uncle Sam. I've dedicated myself and my life to trying to make whatever little imprint I can on the world with leaving a peace sign behind.
As we leave and he locks up, there's one major loose end, the peace sign's future. Earl Tuggle, this warden of the peace, plans to retire this year. His guess is that his work will grow over as Mother Nature reclaims that field. But if she takes her time, then for the next few years, it'll still be worth a look out the window the next time you fly. For WPLN News, I'm Tony Gonzalez.
To see a visual retelling of this Curious Nashville story, go to our website, curious.wpln.org. A local troupe of puppeteers adapted the Peace Sign episode into a live stage show. While you're there, you can also ask your questions for Curious Nashville.